Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County. This is episode 36, Give It the Old College Try.
And welcome back to Color Country Politics. We're so glad that you're here. We have a really, really exciting program for you today. We have with us in studio, and I'm Jenny Hendricks.
I'm Jesse Harris.
Right before we went live, Jesse reminded me to introduce ourselves. So mission accomplished. Today we have the re-founding members of the Southern Utah University College Republicans. I am so excited that you're here. We have Brianna Wall and we have Madison Huffert. So thanks tons for coming in, you guys.
Yeah, no problem.
We're super excited. So kind of tell us a little bit about what are the College Republicans? Why is it important to have a chapter here in Southern Utah in Cedar City?
Sounds good. You first or me first?
I'll go first.
Okay. That's a great question. And why we started, well, we didn't start, but the College of Republicans at SUU was founded at a certain time. And then throughout the years, it just kind of got dismembered a little bit. And it was actually during Paint the Town Red, whenever we were walking through all the clubs at SUU, we were wondering where the College Republican Club was. And no one could give us an answer. So that started our little adventure of reinstating the College of Republicans.
Yeah, someone at the Levitt Center table, they were like, hey, you guys should start it up because we don't have it again.
Great.
And we were like, no, that's insane.
But so you guys are freshmen. This is your first year.
We are. First semester.
SUU. Wow, that's a lot to take on your first semester.
That's a very Republican approach. Roll up your sleeves and do it.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's really fun.
So tell us a little history about the College Republicans and what you do, why you're there, and why it's important.
Sounds good. So it was originally established in May of 1892. And just through that whole process of finding members, going to events, hosting events, and not necessarily events, maybe even debates or other aspects of it, through that people just gained reputation and just kind of explored politics and government more. And through that, they were able to establish careers and be a very beneficial place for Republicans.
That's excellent. That's very exciting.
Yeah, some of the goals that we have for our College of Republicans is to inform the public about the Republican Party. We find that, especially at universities, that people can be quite left, and mostly it's because they don't know the other side. So we like to let them know about that so that they can have their own opinion on politics. We also do want to host events, get people involved in politics. A lot of kids our age aren't involved in politics.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we like to, you know, get people aware and to be involved.
Exactly. And to tag along with that, studies show that most of the kids in our generation, Generation Z, most of them are conservative. They just don't know it yet. And so even just like informing and enlightening and just be like, hey, this is like the Republican Party. This is what they stand for. Come join us if you're interested. It's just a great way, one of our goals as well.
I think that's a fascinating point that a lot of people of your generation, and I think even millennials, Jesse is an elder millennial.
Elder millennial.
As an elder millennial. And then, of course, I'm Gen X. We'll never be in a generation like Gen X. I'm just going to put that out there. But I do think talking to younger millennials and then Gen Z, there is sort of a misperception about what Republicans are. And especially when you get down to the local level, I think it's so different from, you know, sort of the drama that we see at the national level. I think it's great that you are so interested in engaging locally. What kind of events and things are you hoping to kind of put together and be involved in and maybe even host?
Well, we definitely want to have debates, some events, some debates with the Democratic Club out on our campus. We think that would be very interesting to have.
I'll bet it would be. That would be really, really fascinating. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'll come to those.
Yes, that's good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll have an audience.
Thank you.
We also would like to get involved with campaigns and stuff like that.
Great.
I know there's the governor election coming up, and I have heard about a bunch of campaigns that with the opportunity for students to work on it. And I think it'd be great to let people know about it. It's great for your resume, great for building yourself professionally and stuff like that. So I think it'd be great to have members of our club get involved in that.
Exactly. And they're also very eye-opening as well.
Yeah.
Just going to, like, town hall debates. I've never been to one. I've been to, like, a couple so far. I think we've been to, like, two. And it was really eye-opening for us. And that's something that we definitely want to, like, share with everybody else. Cool. So just involvement, not only with the school and with the club, but in the community as well.
That's great. And I am going to throw in that caucuses are coming up this coming up March. Mm-hmm. So we're pushing that every opportunity that we get. So when that time comes around, we'll coordinate and we'll get some of your club members and make sure everybody knows what caucuses they're in and how that whole thing works. That's great.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, we had Mary Bennett from the Levitt Center on, and you know, she had mentioned that it's hard to kind of get college students involved, and, which is crazy because you're like a fifth of the entire county population. If there were enough of you voting, like it'd be like whatever the students say goes.
Yeah,
exactly.
We just want to make sure that you're voting the right way.
Oh, for sure.
You guys are doing your part. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for that. You're taking the lead there. So we talked a little bit about, you know, when we came on. Well, you've talked about what some of your goals are. I assume that being freshman in your first semester, kind of taking this thing from the ground up, you faced some challenges. What kind of roadblocks have you had to overcome to get here?
Well, I think the biggest challenge for me personally is knowing what to do. I've never done anything like this before. I don't have experience. So, you know, we had to go and we had to use all the resources that we could possibly find to figure out what to do. One of our biggest challenges was finding an advisor. But then by some stroke of luck, God, fate, whatever it was, we found Professor Vallett, Dr. Joel Vallett. And he introduced us to you guys, which was obviously amazing. And he found us a lot of support with the Iron County Republicans.
That's great. And if I could just throw this out there, Joel Vallett is a client of mine. I actually sold him his house.
Oh, what a coincidence.
There you go.
So I'm pretty much going to take credit for this whole thing.
Sounds good.
That's really what's
Thank
happening
you.
Right now.
Sounds good. We appreciate it. Thanks for doing your job and
no,
selling
he's,
houses.
He's great. I was so excited when I walked in and saw that he was your advisor. I mean, such a genuine, caring, authentic person.
For sure.
He's just great. I'm so thrilled that he agreed to be your advisor, and that's the kind of leadership that you've got. I think that is really, really cool.
Exactly. So, foundational question. What made you decide the Republican Party is the fit for you?
Well, that's what actually most of my notes are.
Excellent. Excellent.
I kind of took that two different ways. The first part, I broke it down into, like, how I became, like, involved in politics, and then that kind of led into why. So for me, my parents weren't that pushy of politics because they wanted us to find, like, our own political identity, which was super awesome. And so just, like, going to school and being in clubs and kind of just, like, maturing in a way to, like, realize what's happening in the world around you really opened up my eyes to politics. And then it came the hardest part of, like, well, where do I fit in? Where do I belong? And so just, like, looking at different values and seeing, like, how people view things differently and people's different opinions, I was really able to align myself with the Republican Party because I really like the traditional values that it brings and just upholds. And ever since then, I've just been the most Republican person in my family. So
that's amazing. That is really amazing that you actually went out and did the research, kind of looked at what the platform is, looked at how it fit with your personal philosophy, and then decided this was a great direction.
Thanks.
I think that's great because I do think that a lot of Gen Z, you know, they hear kind of the rhetoric.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And they're sort of, you know, listening to people who maybe aren't actually aligned with the platform, but just are sort of, you know, talking about their own ideas. So I think that's really, really cool. Very fascinating.
Thanks.
Good job.
Yeah. Same question.
Well, that is kind of a loaded question. I feel like I could totally write a whole essay on it. I'm also in the mindset of essays because school. But I grew up in a military family, so we naturally the military is generally more Republican. My dad loves politics. He's not quite as involved as I want to be, but he's taken me to caucuses before. We like to do our little research and talk about, like, political issues and stuff like that. But for majority of my high school career, I was kind of Democratic. Because that's what I was hearing on the internet, on social media, through my classmates. And so when I finally, like, went and did my own kind of research and, like, what my values are, I found that I am more identified with the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those core beliefs are stuff like discipline, not depending on the government, mm-hmm. becoming your own person, mm-hmm. success.
Or just like the honest dollar.
Mm-hmm. The honest dollar, yeah. And yeah, I find that's what I identify with.
That is great. That is really cool. Awesome. Did you have a follow-up question? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. Yeah, it's just great to hear, you know, people doing their own research to come to their own conclusions. It's something that there always seems to be a bandwagon effect in politics. Mm-hmm. This is the way the wind's going. I'm going that way too. Mm-hmm. And you see it a lot of the time on the left and the right. And, you know, to have someone say, well, let me see what I am, and mm-hmm. I'll do that, whatever anyone else is doing, they can mm-hmm. do their thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And to add on to that, I don't know, I was kind of like raised in like the Midwest, the South. And so, of course, that's very red. And so I like really wanted to lean Republican from the start. But I think the research and just talking to people also really helped, and to kind of help like reassure me that I was picking the right side and I was making the right choices. Yeah. So definitely with that.
That's great.
It's great to be open to facts and research and, mm-hmm. you know, going mm-hmm. out there, being open to, you know, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I need to switch mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's great. So I noticed you have several pages of notes. What else do you want us to know?
Well, if you don't mind. Let's see. I think one of the questions that we got prior to this, kind of like on a, hey, heads up, this might come up, is how anyone older can help support what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's a great question, because as two freshmen just right out the gate, we have like other clubs and other time-consuming things as well. And so it was a little overwhelming at first. Yeah. And so what I think is just some guidance, which is like really generic and basic. But I really don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing for dinner. Like, so,
just, if you want to know a dirty secret, you can get older and still not know what you're doing.
Okay, I feel a little better.
Right.
But yeah, and so just like encouragement, because studies showed that like if you believe and know that someone's supporting you, you're more likely to succeed. Mm-hmm. And so what I think older people can do is just say, hey, you're doing a great job. If you need anything, let me know. And honestly, that's helped us a lot.
Good.
That has helped us. And on that note, like, hey, we're here to support you. Also, mm-hmm. have you considered taking your club in this direction? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
showing us our options and what we can do, because we don't know the potential of our club, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's looking like we have great potential. So, like, I would like to know what we can do. I'd like to get some outside views on that.
That's great. Exactly. Well, you've come to the right place.
Yeah,
two very opinionated adults are on your side.
No, that's awesome.
All right, what else you got, Bree?
I have. I mean, we kind of touched base on this before about what you hope to do with the SUU College Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like we said, networking is kind of one of them. We want to like meet new people, put our names out there, get the club mm-hmm. revamped, mm-hmm. and just. You know, give people the opportunity to come learn about it and to serve not only the club itself, but the school, the community, fellow people just around them, their peers, mm-hmm. teachers, professors. I guess those are kind of the same thing, but
no, that's fantastic. Like that. That's fantastic. And you had touched on a point about resume building mm-hmm. earlier. And I think mm-hmm. anytime you can get involved in stuff, especially with you two showing such leadership in getting this started, that's going to be great. And I think, you know, obviously just talking to you and going forward, you are going to be really at the forefront in bringing some of these things to campus, some of these debates, jumping into some of these gubernatorial races that are coming up. And there's a whole bunch of local races that are going to come up next year. So lots and lots of opportunity to get involved. It's going to be fun.
That's
like if you're
thrilling.
A political junkie, sorry. I know, it's like,
yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. I just voted for the first time yesterday.
Woo!
Mail-in ballot.
Good girl. That's awesome.
For Layton City Council. I need to get my voter registration switched to Cedar City.
Yeah.
But man, I was so excited. I did my own little research.
That is
I was so,
so
happy
cool.
about that.
That is great.
Like I've been dying to vote since forever. Mm-hmm. And it was so exciting to me when I registered to vote for the uh-huh. first time and I like uh-huh. marked the Republican Party. I was so excited. I got my register card and
awesome.
My voter registration card. Yeah.
That's so
that's
exciting.
Just exciting.
Right? I know. You're in good company. Yeah. It is really, really exciting. I know. I voted for my bazillionth time just today I sent in my ballot and I was still like, marking it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's very cool. That's really, really exciting.
I love the vision too of, you know, building from the community because, mm-hmm. you know, there's going to be a lot of students who do move out of town, but there's going to be plenty who stay here.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people who say, man, I've never been to Cedar City before college and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And so to, mm-hmm. you know, get that groundswell, I think is a great yeah. thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Keep mm-hmm. some of those great people here.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
For sure.
Got to work on the economic side a little bit, which is happening. It's so cool. There's so many things happening. We got to have some people back on, but we'll talk about that later. All right. So tell us what else you want the people out there in the community to know about your College Republicans Club.
We're here. We're ready.
Okay.
We are ready.
Let's do this.
They also need to know that we need members.
Yeah.
We can't do much with five members.
Right, right.
So we need to go out. We really need to go and recruit. I think this is going to be very helpful. But yeah, join. Like, even if you don't have time, make time, you know?
Make time.
Yeah.
Exactly. You will be rewarded for it. It will
Absolutely.
Be a great, great experience. Okay.
How do people find out when and where to go?
It's a good question. We talk to club advisors mostly to try to schedule out, like, hey, when can we set up a table? Do you have, like, an event club thing going on that we could possibly advertise at? But right now, it's mostly word of mouth. So we need to just communicate with SUU a little bit more.
Word of mouth. We need to, I want to create flyers, post them around the mm-hmm. school. We need to get tabling, mm-hmm. bring members in. Exactly. Something that people need to know is to go onto T-Bird Connection and sign up as a member.
Okay.
All you have to do is you mm-hmm. go in, type in College of Republicans, and click join. That's all you do.
So T-Bird Connection is at suu.edu, mm-hmm. and then yep. you can just do a search for T-Bird Connection.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And then sign up as a club member.
As a member. It mm-hmm. takes less than a minute. If you have slow internet, a minute and a half.
Some of that here.
Okay, so suu.edu, and then go to T-Bird Connection, and then sign up for the College Republicans. Let's support these ladies in what they're doing. It's a great, great thing.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
I am so excited about this. Brianna Wall and Madison Hufford, thank you. College
Absolutely.
Republicans here today. You've been watching Color Country Politics, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.